Mention the name Dawn Fraser, well, you would have to say that most people's reaction would be to say one of Australia's greatest of all time, Dawn Fraser, AOMBE, Australian swimming legend, and I'm sure Western Australian swimming is absolutely thrilled that she has been announced as a swimming WA ambassador. She's also coming to town just while we're tracking Dawn down. We did have her for a moment, but she must have dropped off the line. She's actually coming to town for a swimming WA event. That is for November the 20th. It is $15 for swimming WA members and $40 for non-members. The event runs from 5:30 until 7 p.m. And also the other ambassador is 2012 Olympian Blair Evans. I believe she will be there as well. So what a lineup! And we have Dawn Fraser on the line. Good afternoon, Dawn. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure. Good afternoon.
You must be thrilled.
Hope the weather's finer there than what it is here.
Is it? Whereabouts are you at the moment, Dawn?
I'm in North Queensland, the Sunshine Coast, they say, but it's pretty overcast today.
Well, the rest of this week is going to be mid to high 30s, so we're certainly not expecting any rain or any conditions like you're currently enduring. It must be exciting to be coming to Western Australia, and particularly to Beattie Park, Dawn, because some of your best work was at Beattie Park.
I'm actually so very excited to be coming over, and so very excited to be an ambassador for Swimming Western Australia.
What attracted you to helping out Western Australian swimming, Dawn, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, when I was talking to Darren Beasley, the CEO of Swimming Western Australia, and he had a talk with me, and he said he's new to the position, I believe, and he was very interested in me helping out and, with my name and coming over to Beattie Park, which was a venue where I broke quite a few records. And I thought, well, you know, swimming in Western Australia, they've got fantastic long-distance races, but their pool has fallen down a little bit, so I thought if I can be of any help, I'd love to be an ambassador.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll do a terrific job. It is interesting, though. We do have a very strong reserve of long-distance swimmers, but at the shorter courses, the sprint distances and the like, it's been a little bit lean for us. These things are probably just cyclical, would you say, Dawn?
I think it's just a cycle, and I think, you know, we're at the bottom stage of it, and we'll get it back up to where it was, you know, a couple of years ago. You know, you've had some very great, good swimmers from Western Australia in the pool, and we want to see if we can get that back up again. And also, Darren's got in mind that we'll do the Pilbara with the Indigenous people, and they're hoping that we may find a few of those out there screaming for the attention or hoping to be fixed up in the swimming pool, and I hope that we can do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good a potential area, isn't it? I mean, Western Australia is a massive place, and thankfully most people now have access to a community swimming pool, but there could be future Olympians out there in the country.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There's a lot of talent around Australia, and you know, we've got to just tap into it, and I think we can do that.
Your own career, Dawn, who was the driving force behind your introduction to a swimming pool? Were there a couple of people in particular who really encouraged you and got you going?
My brother Donnie, who passed away just after he was 21, and, you know, he taught me to swim when I was a little girl and took me down to the swimming pool all the time, and he taught me to swim, you know, by taking me off the high tower on his back and saying, right now, it's time for you to swim, Dawny.
Is it still a big part of your life, Dawn? Are there most days that you're in the swimming pool at one stage or another?
Oh, yes. I still try and keep myself fit, and I'm in the pool on occasions. I just started gym work last Wednesday to try and keep myself fit. I've got a grandson that needs a lot of attention by playing touch football, cricket, tennis, basketball, cycling, whatever he wants to do. And I'm in a stage where I'm sort of helping him out too.
And on the world stage, Dawn, how do you assess the strength of Australian swimming currently?
Well, I think, you know, our team, the Dolphins team's going absolutely fantastic. We've just got Athena Swim meet on over in Doha at the moment, and our swimming team's going very well. In fact, I think our swimming team next year in Rio, if they keep on going the way they are, we're going to come out on top. And I predict that, and I've never predicted anything like that in my life, but since I've had a lot more to do with the Dolphin swimming seen this last couple of months. I believe that, you know, John Bertram as president of Swimming Australia has really got the team coordinating together. They're talking together. They're working as a team, and everything is working out fantastic. And all the swimmers that are representing Australia are really doing a great job.
Lovely to talk with you, Dawn. Thanks for your time. Look forward to hosting you here in Perth.
Look forward to seeing you on the 18th, I think, I arrive.
There we go. There's Dawn Fraser, Swimming WA Ambassador, doing her bit for Western Australian Swimming.